I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In a war of words, a name can mean a lot. The Obama administration's been careful not to use the term Islamic extremists when talking about ISIS. David Curry with Open Doors thinks that should change.
If you take that out, it essentially suggests that the Muslim faith has nothing it can do to speak into that problem. And I think there is something that the Muslim faith must do.
Just as not all Muslims are terrorists, so are not all terrorists Muslim. What they are is a people in search of God the Father.
The Bible talks a lot about caring for foreigners in your country. And so there's a lot that the gospel speaks to that goes beyond maybe our political agenda, but is more timeless than that.
From Islamic terrorists, we turn to the trauma that they impose. Working with churches in the Middle East, Baptist Global Response is helping refugee children process what they've lived through. At a refugee school just started by BGR, Jeff Palmer says art therapy is a huge help.
Every one of those pictures had something blowing up, or it had airplanes dropping bombs. And these were like 5 and 6 and 7 year old children that were depicting, you know, this is their story. We're able to go in and let them tell their story, counsel them through the story, and in the midst of that, share God's plan for everybody's life. And it makes a huge difference.
It's good news in the midst of heart-wrenching headlines, but it only continues with your help. Visit us online at missionnews.org to learn more. And above all else, would you pray? You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free book, Why Do You Persecute Me? These are stories of strength and hope. For your copy, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.